This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Radio since about 1986. The race for Mark Andrews and Ken Conrad. Mark was the incumbent. That was the first race that I covered on the radio, interviewing the candidates and doing the whole thing in a primitive version of this show up in Grand Forks in 86. And I've been doing that ever since, obviously, radio since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. And I can't think of a interview that gave me so much peace, and just kind of comfort and encouragement, I guess is the word, than that chat with Mike Lindell. And I love doing what I do because I am able to get information to our listeners that I think they need to hear, that I think they'll enjoy, and that's usually informed by hearing from them, calling in, texting in, whatever. So then that's my compass, if you will. Okay, let's go down this path. And that has led me to meeting a lot of really interesting and fun people, and Mike Lindell's one of them. He's a gem of a guy. He's the real deal, this guy. I mean, MyPillow is one of the greatest products on the face of the earth. It's just an incredible success story. Mike himself, I forget how many near-death experiences, 23 or something in his book he talks about. Just an incredible story. And here he is in the middle of this battle, talking to the attorneys, making sure every vote counts. Nothing is more important. In my humble opinion, nothing is more important than getting this right. And I'd say that to people who don't like Donald Trump, who didn't vote for Donald Trump. Not as a, I'm dead serious about it. We all need to know that our election system is secure, that it's trustworthy, that a legal vote is a legal vote, and an illegal vote is bounced. And, we have these battles over the years over voter ID and whether that's necessary or about this. And you know what? This year we sort of threw out the rules because of COVID-19. And now we're seeing what happens when you do that. A huge problem. A huge problem in how they were counted in Pennsylvania, in actual flat-out fraud, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, these other states as well. So this is important. I know you're tired. I know you want to turn the page. I know some of you want to be done. I want what's right to prevail. That's all I want. It's all I ask in this. And we got a pretty good idea from him of how that's going to play out in the coming days. And I don't know about you, but I thought it was fascinating. I haven't even had a chance to get to very many of your texts, but my phone is melting with those, and the majority of them right now are saying, please put that interview up on your website. Please put that in. Can you play that again? Can you, And it's also confirmed my opening comments last hour that we need to do this, Kevin.
Yep.
No question. This needs to be done, and really, we're not talking that long.
No.
December 13th now, before this is done, so we're going to dedicate until this is done, and we know, and it's finished, and we have to do it because ABC doesn't do it, CBS doesn't do it, NBC doesn't do it, Fox News doesn't do it, CNBC and MSNBC and Fox. Everybody is playing happy talk.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Some coverage out there about COVID, obviously that's important. and should be part of it. But this count largely ignored, mocked everything else. And there are sources that are doing it. So we're going to be one of those and keep you informed of this information. Let's be a clearinghouse. You see something you believe to be credible, send it on. We'll do our due diligence and vet that a little bit. All right. This hour of the program is brought to you by PetroServe USA. If you're thinking about lunch, home cooking should be a priority, right? They have that at PetroServe USA. Scott, I'm in a hurry. Grab and go convenience. They have that, too, at PetroServe USA. The meatball dinner is waiting for you in Harwood. Macaroni and beef hot dish waiting for you at West Main Avenue in West Fargo. 12th Avenue location of PetroServe USA. Beef tips. Valley City has the hot beef sandwich or the chicken pot pie off exit 292. And a whole new month of specials. 2 for $2 on the salted nut rolls. I can't pass a bucket of salted nut rolls.
Come on.
Our next guest, I hope, didn't hear that. I hope he didn't hear that, but I it's a good deal, and it's a salted nut roll. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they're the best.
That's right.
My favorite candy bar.
There you go. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Dr. Paul Carson is here. Dr. Paul Carson is one of the doctors directly advising Governor Doug Burgum in North Dakota about the COVID-19 situation. He has joined us from the very beginning of this effort and is back today to update us on some things that are happening. Dr. Carson, how are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
Nice to have you back. I wanted to talk a little bit about the vaccine today because I think there's a lot of positive out there about COVID-19. And when I say positive, I mean, you know, we can see the end of the highway here. The light is glimmering a little bit at the end of the tunnel because that vaccine is a game changer. My understanding is they're already starting to ship some of this. What can you tell me about what North Dakota will have in the way of vaccine availability?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. This is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's given me a lot of reason to sort of shift my own mindset to be a lot more optimistic. These two vaccines that are looking like they're very likely to be approved in the very near future, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, you know, wildly exceeded our best expectations on efficacy. They both have somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20 million doses sort of ready to ship, which is about, it's two doses per individual. So that's like a little over maybe 10 million people each. But those are going to ship in stages, probably each week. I don't think we're going to get a huge amount with the very first shipment, but we're going to keep getting increasing sizes of batches each week after that. We hope to be able to immunize much of the healthcare workforce by the end of the year or in the first 1 to 2 weeks of January. That'll be our first goal would be healthcare workforce and residents of long-term care. And then it'll start moving out to other groups like essential workers, first responders, people with underlying conditions, and then eventually making its way to the general public.
Tell me roughly timeline on the general public. Obviously, you got to take care of healthcare workers because they're taking care of people with COVID. And obviously, if you can stabilize that situation and not have the rotation and people coming out quarantining or whatever, you'll also have better care and a better less pressure, I guess, on the hospital. So that makes perfect sense. The general public, how will that work? I mean, is it A through Z? Is it health compromised first? I mean, what do you do there?
Yeah, great questions. It will probably be focused on people with underlying medical conditions that put them at higher risk for a bad outcome from COVID. And to be frank, that's a fair amount of the population. You know, we have almost, by some accounts from the CDC, up to 45% median rate, by county of people with one or more underlying conditions that would put them at potentially higher risk. That's a lot of the population right there. After that group gets targeted, then it would move out to kind of anybody who wants it. The one group that probably will be late on all of that would be children because they have not been studied in children, and some of the companies are now trying to get those studies up and running. When would that sort of move out to the broader population? Probably we're looking that starting maybe in March or April.
That's not that far away. As we
not that far away.
Start the beginning of December today. Listener via text, which those are welcome at 701-367-2054, wants to know about the side effects or long-term effects from the vaccine.
Yeah, so everybody wants to know about safety and efficacy. Very important questions. And first, I would just say vaccines have a much higher bar that they have to clear on the safety front because we give them to healthy people as opposed to, you know, medications. You know, we're giving them to sick people, so the risk-benefit ratio is calculated a little bit differently. So bar is pretty high on the safety front for vaccines. These are going to be approved under what's called an emergency use authorization, which expedites the process somewhat. But people should be very assured that the thing that did not get touched is the key element of the safety data, which is, we call them phase one, phase two, and phase three studies. These go from, you know, dozens of subjects where you look at safety and immunogenicity to hundreds of subjects and then tens of thousands of subjects.
Hold that thought if you would. Dr. Paul Carson with us talking about the COVID vaccine rollout when we continue. Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move. Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Deep in the south of Texas, not so long ago.
Our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons have some big news. The Remy Halo has been independently verified in real-world tests to inactivate the SARS COVID-19 virus by 99.9%. There's a video on the website, HAT and Sons, that can explain this to you and all the results on this study. But if you have a home or a business that would benefit from installation of this, let them know. Give them a call or go to the website. Get you a free estimate. It's essential equipment, really, in this day and age, isn't it? I think so. We're living in a time right now where we're hypersensitive to viruses and they're spread throughout the world, especially coronavirus or COVID-19. So you might be wondering if there are steps you can take to protect your home and business. And the folks at H.A. Thompson did not rush this out right away and say, oh, take care of COVID, you know, no problem. You know, they very cautious about that. They don't want to tell you something that's not true. What they're doing here is saying, here's the study on it. This environmental group study that's been done on it. So you can have peace of mind. HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Back with Dr. Paul Carson on the program. And we were, I didn't give you a chance fully to answer the question from the listener related to side effects or long-term effects from that. Anything else you want to say there, Dr. Carson?
Yeah, because that's, I think, you know, heavy on most people's minds about the vaccine. The two candidate vaccines that are moving, you know, quickly through the pipeline look to be remarkably safe. They've had 2 months of follow-up data, and we know from many, many, many other vaccine studies that we will find 90 to 95% of any serious adverse events with 2 months of follow-up. There's been no serious adverse events. There are a fair number of people that get a sore arm. About 3 to 5% will get a low-grade fever, feel a little bit achy, and kind of almost like they got a little, inflammation of some kind. And that's really the immune system responding to the vaccine. You know, we don't like those symptoms, but they actually mean your immune system is doing what it's supposed to do. And those symptoms typically only last a day or two. So they look to be remarkably safe.
That's great information. Texter says, would you ask Dr. Carson if he advised Governor Burgum to close bars at 10 p.m.? If so, I'm curious how this helps with the virus. Right now, bars are packed until 10. It's like a 1 a.m. last call at 10. People are flocking there all at once instead of spread out over the extra 3 hours.
Yeah, it's a good question. So all of these mitigation strategies are attempts to balance things, not putting people who own restaurants and bars out of business, but trying to diminish the potential for super spreader events. We saw that, and it's still the case, that the largest age group for new infections is that, 20 to 29-year-old age group. And we kind of know anecdotally that tends to be the age group that goes out later to bars. So the thought is that that may help diminish some of those transmissions. And other states that did that, for example, Florida in the summer instituted early bar closures and some limited mask mandates in various municipalities, and that seemed to turn things around. So we're trying to get away from the idea of a big, you know, switch getting flipped of lockdowns or not lockdowns to, you know, turning up the thermostat a little bit on various measures to see if we can bring things under control without having to do such restrictive measures. And to be fair, it looks like things are starting to turn around in North Dakota. Most counties are seeing a steady decline in new cases.
What do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to a couple of things. I think that you know, when you look at some of the survey data on mask use, it's gone up significantly in the last couple months in North Dakota. And then if you look at a surrogate measure for social distancing, which is GPS, cell phone mobility, like how much are we moving around, how much are we out and about, frankly, North Dakota and South Dakota were the most mobile, the least sort of self-restricted in that way. Up until recently, and people are kind of self-imposing, I think, how much they're going out and about and moving around. So it's I think, practicing those measures that actually is turning things around.
I've seen some studies about, of the COVID deaths nationwide, there is a large percentage of vitamin D deficiency in those that have died. Obviously, in North Dakota, we don't get the benefit of a lot of natural vitamin D because we're inside, right, this time of year. You know, a lot of theories out there about why North Dakota had such high numbers. Is that one of them?
That's a good question. I think the vitamin D is an interesting prospect there. So you're absolutely right that there's some what we call observational data. This isn't the highest quality data where you do a randomized trial, but some observational data suggesting that people who had worse outcomes or who acquired COVID were more likely to be vitamin deficient. One older study looking at this with influenza suggested that if you give people vitamin D, they have less likelihood of acquiring or having severe influenza. There's no downside to this, presuming you take it appropriately, that you don't overdose on it. I think it's a good idea. I think we're going to see some higher quality studies coming out, and that'll help answer the question more definitively. But there's little downside to taking a vitamin D3 supplement based on what we have with observational data so far.
I talked to a restaurateur this morning who is closing two restaurants in Fargo-Moorhead by the end of the year, and saw a hearing in Fargo. I forget the committee, but it was a particular committee on permits, and there were 15, 20 restaurants/bars that were not reapplying for permits, indicating, I guess, they're going to be closing, and like five or six hotels the same. When do you, obviously, I don't tell you, this has been devastating to business, devastating,
yeah.
Right? And the economic harm is long and far. When do you see the normal returning, given the numbers are going the right way, but, how far do they have to go until you're opened up and you're all the way opened up?
Yeah. I think the barometer that most North Dakotans have been able to sympathize with and get some sense of agreement on is that our hospitals have to be able to handle the capacity of patients. And I tell people who have come at me like we've gone too far the other way. Just talk to anyone you know that works in the hospital. Any of our especially our larger hospitals in North Dakota right now, they were in trouble. I mean, they really were in trouble. We are pulling nursing staff from clinics that haven't worked in a hospital for years and years and years to work on the COVID unit and help staff. We were flying in Air Force nurses to help out. I think when we see hospitals being able to have some breathing room is when we can look at turning the dial back a little bit. And I'm starting to hear that now. I just talked to one of my colleagues last night who was telling me that they're starting to see a little bit of breathing space here.
Glad to hear it. Dr. Paul Carson, thank you for the time today. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Good to be with you.
Dr. Carson is a professor at NDSU. He is also working closely with the North Dakota Department of Health and advising Governor Burgum on the COVID-19 situation. Great update on the vaccine. There's the light at the end of the tunnel. Love it, love it, love it, love it. More coming up, folks.
At the University of Mary, we're truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes are forming now. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military-services.
Life can be hard, especially these days. And it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is now involved. The feds are using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project.
What our data show is what we call the blood in the street. It's after the crime is committed, and what evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed?
The project's director, Philip Klein, on Newsmax TV.
And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else.
Philip Klein is the former Attorney General of the state of Kansas. hypocritical politicians. Los Angeles Supervisor Sheila Kuhl voted to ban all outdoor dining last Tuesday. She referred to outdoor dining as a most dangerous situation. Then hours after her vote, Kuhl got caught visiting a restaurant in Santa Monica and dined outdoors. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Says Dr. Carson mentioned the efficacy of these vaccines. That's kind of like a $10 word, I'd say, efficacy, wouldn't you?
Right, yeah.
Dr. Carson mentioned the efficacy, I managed to say that now, I think, three times, of these vaccines at 90-plus percent exceed the predictions of 30 to 50%, and that some experts doubted whether a coronavirus vaccine would be possible at all. Thank you, Donald Trump. Dexter didn't say that. I'm saying that. Operation Warp Speed. Amazing. Anyway, the texter's asking a serious question here, so I'll get serious again. Where was that predictive error made? I'm concerned not for accountability or blame, but is that error baked into a flawed understanding which impacts our decision-making moving forward? Given increasing cases despite mandates and compliance never being higher, Cases also have never been higher. Seems we're missing something. Sorry I missed that for Dr. Carson. It's been one of those days where we have way more calls and texts than we have time for, but I will ask that next time, and we'll keep that and appreciate the good intel of our fine audience. Brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum. They're the folks that celebrate the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakota. You know what that Be the Buffalo spirit is by now, right? Our next guest demonstrates it many, 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 many times. You turn to the storm. Most people say, there's the storm. I'm out of here. I'm going the other way. No. The buffalo goes into the storm. And that's what they do at Oasis Petroleum, every one of their team members. And this industry does it as well. So they celebrate it and offer you our 24/7 comment line. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. The director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms, is here. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm well. How about yourself?
Does it feel like the storm is maybe just dulling a little bit, maybe starting to settle down a little bit? The hail not quite as big? What do you think?
It does feel like maybe the storm is starting to abate a little bit. You know, we're knocking on $45 West Texas crude oil, and our friends at OPEC Plus are meeting now for a second day. Sounds like maybe they're going to extend their production cuts and be serious about enforcement. And we've seen crude oil inventories get back down into the 5-year normal range. So it does feel like the storm is starting to relax a little bit.
How important is the demand coming back? You know, where planes are flying and there's normal Thanksgiving travel and similar situations for, normal to, or closer to normal, more of the storm to subside have to happen.
Oh, Scott, it's absolutely critical. You know, we're looking out to the end of next year, maybe even into 2022 before we get back to 2019 demand levels. And that's what's going to bring oil prices that justify drilling rigs on the North Dakota landscape. But I am happy to report that we've got 14 rigs out on the landscape today. So we never saw those super dark days of 1999 when we went to zero. We got down as low as 10. But, you know, we still have some great Bakken rock out there, some great Bakken operators, and still some incentive to drill. I think a lot of that's being driven by concerns about federal permits. But they're smart operators. Like you said, they see a storm coming. They're leaning into it, and they're getting those federal permits drilled while they have them in hand and can count on getting that done.
I mean, do you actually see a point that if there were, God forbid, a Biden administration, we don't figure out a way to get this vote counted correctly, that they would cancel the permits that have already been issued? In other words, the ones that are operating?
Scott, I don't think they can. Legally, that would be a fight that they could not win. I think the problem is going to be getting new permits. You know, we saw under a previous administration where it got up to almost 2 years to get a permit out of the BLM. And they've reduced that drastically over the last 4 years. But they can certainly go back to that kind of an approach to where it just takes an agonizing amount of time to get a federal permit. And I don't want anybody to forget that almost a third of the spacing units in North Dakota contain some federal acreage. So a lot of landscape can be impacted by policies like that.
And for folks that don't remember, tell us the high water mark in North Dakota for rigs.
Yeah, so the high water mark was in 2012 when we were at 218 drilling rigs, November of 2012. And, of course, that was before industry figured out, hey, let's do multi-well pads and not move these rigs around so much. Let's get our land held by production, and then let's settle in and build ourselves an oil factory so that we can be rational about how we approach development of the Bakken. So kudos to industry. You know, and I one of the lead things that I need to talk about today is the fact that they had 93% gas capture in September and 94% in the Bakken. So remarkable numbers. Huge investment. About $20 billion has gone into capturing that gas and getting it to market. So kudos to the industry for responding. You remember 2014 when 36% of our gas was being flared, and industry has responded extremely well to the gas capture policies and the work that my bosses, the Industrial Commission, put in place.
You mentioned the high water mark of 218 rigs. We're at 14 now. We got as low as 10 in this particular downturn. This is the storm, folks. You know, this is the storm,
oh,
right?
Boy.
When you're down to 10 rigs, you're in the storm. That's the storm. At four, you're coming back a little bit. But the beautiful thing, and you mentioned this, but, you know, we don't need 218 rigs to have the level of production that continues down that path towards 2 million and beyond, right?
No, that's absolutely right, Scott. These rigs are so much more efficient. When back in that day, it took a single rig a month and a half to drill a Bakken well. A rig can punch one out in 2 weeks now. And so, we're looking at like six times the efficiency. And so, you know, within the neighborhood of, probably 60 drilling rigs, we can do the same work that they did back in those days with 218. So amazing, amazing technology breakthroughs. And likewise in the completions. And so it's a very different oil field than it was in November of 2012.
Pretty amazing. And think about that, folks. That's like saying I have a company and it makes a product. And in order for me to have a profit, I need 218 employees. And in a span of a few years, you go to 60 employees, and you're cranking out the same amount of product. I mean, it's just like the efficiency there and the time in which they did it is something I don't think enough people understand, but it's a pretty amazing thing. And it also bodes very well for, you know, a lot easier to get from 14 to 60 than it is 14 to 218. What would be the ideal number of, if you had a magic wand, say this would be the perfect amount of rigs out there in the Bakken to get on the track we want to be on with the production, what would that number be?
Well, Scott, if we want to get back to growing production, we'd like to see 60 drilling rigs on the landscape, between 60 and 70. And then it's going to take probably 35 to 40 frac crews to keep up with them. And they can do that using mostly existing well pads. So there's not going to be a lot of additional well pads built. We're going to have another $20 billion of investment in gas capture infrastructure and gas processing. And we've got to figure out this petrochemical thing over the next 5 years or so. But all those pieces are moving, even in the storm, as you said, all those pieces are moving forward slower than we'd like. And it's hard to get investment dollars. But we have not taken our eye off the ball. We know where we want North Dakota to go. We anticipate that when we get into 2022, we should start to see enough oil demand that that we'll see the kind of prices that'll bring drilling rigs back and frac crews back.
I see the WTI and Brent are, you know, within a couple of bucks of each other, which is always nice as well, and an advantage that certainly has come with access to markets from the Dakota Access Pipeline. So love where that's going, that's for sure. Lynn, last question, I guess, on the oil front. Then I want to ask you a little bit about how the CARES program is coming along for oil. First, production-wise, through this storm, you have a new number, new month of numbers. Give us an update there.
Right. So we are really happy to report that the bulk of the well shut-ins is behind us. We're probably down to less than 600 wells that are idle because of the low prices. And so in September, we topped 1.2 million barrels of oil a day. That's what the state is building its budget around for the next biennium. We've also topped $45 a barrel WTI, and the state has been building its budget around $40 to $42 WTI. So we really are tracking well, and we should have a good biennium in front of us. Now that's going to mean a leaner budget and, a much leaner time for the kind of investments and that sort of thing that we saw through Prairie Dog. But again, you know, the state has come to understand how to budget and work around this stuff. And, we are at a healthy production level with the CARES Act money, that we're putting into, duck well completions. We expect to be able to carry through to the point where hydraulic fracturing is economic on its own at around $45 WTI. And we should get there in the first or second quarter of next year.
And, you know, the CARES Act dollars came back to the state and said, okay, we got a bad situation that nobody, no fault of their own, brought this on, but it's going to impact business mightily, and certainly did with the lack of demand in the oil industry. So, Lynn and others came up with this idea of putting folks back to work, keeping them here for when the business returns. In the meantime, getting something done that needs to be done and have those well completions. So it's really it's a great success story. It really is. So congrats on how that's working. Working great, and good to see you. Lynn,
yep.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Scott, and have a great holiday.
Appreciate the time very much. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. All right, 16 before the top of the hour. Final segment next on What's on Your Mind. Oh, Brian of Fargo had a question for Lynn. I'm sorry, we ran out of time, and I see you on the board. If you're 65 or older and paying a monthly premium for Medicare, you're paying too much. New this year, carriers are offering a plan that doesn't cost you a monthly premium. Zero premium. And it includes vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at zero premium. That's right, zero premium. Plans cover you throughout the U.S. To find your local agent, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. More at ZeroPremium.net.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect. But the energy industry, you know, we're trying to create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
So what's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com right now. Okay, first of all, Black Friday all month long, shop exceptional values, 0% APR for 84 months on select new Buick and GMCs, and the 2020s have got to go all month long. I mean, drastically reduced, they've got huge incentives as well, and check out the just-arrived 2021 GMC Acadias and the new 2021 Buick Enclaves, all at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, texter says, can you please tell me the site where you obtained the information about the number of deaths in North Dakota over the past years? I've discussed this with various pandemic phobics, and they don't believe the number of deaths isn't up in 2020. I had that through what? Got it at Big Iron. So it was this fall, and it was research this individual had done. We checked it out, found out it was true, but there's no, like, one place you can go. You kind of had to cobble it all together, but we're due for an update anyway. I'll try and find that. Appreciate you listening. A lot of calls and comments we didn't get to today, and apologize for that. But if there's any other suggestions you'd like for tomorrow, because we're gonna dig into this some more and have another conversation related specifically to the integrity of our elections. We look forward to doing that tomorrow. Please text us and let us know who you'd like and any information you find credible, and we'll do that right here. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. The March for Trump bus tour stop in Minneapolis will be another thing. We'll get you some updates on. Mike Lindell mentioned that earlier. It's all about demanding transparency, and protecting election integrity. So glad they're doing that. Hey, our guests are here from Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Ryan Bosch, Executive Director, is back. Ryan, how are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks.
Congratulations are in order because you had talked to us before about being in Bismarck and being in Dickinson and Minot, but planning a Fargo office, and you're open, right?
We are open, yes, and taking enrollments as we speak.
All right, that's fantastic. So if you're concerned at all about an elderly loved one that may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect option. We've talked to them before, but Medicare, Medicaid program, promoting living independently at home with dignity through the coordination of all of the health services, so you have folks happy, healthy, continuing to live safely at home as long as possible. So that is great. Now, in addition to the Fargo office news, I understand you're taking enrollments at Pace, fully open at all of the locations now. Let's talk about eligibility a little bit here. Pace provides all-inclusive care. I hear that term a lot for those that are enroll with you. How do you determine who's eligible for what?
Well, so when a person inquires about our program and reaches out to us and asks about the program and seeks enrollment, we really look at four criteria. It's 55 and older, living within our service area, which for Fargo is our greater Fargo, West Fargo, down into the Horace, that greater area, defined by zip code. And it's the same for all of our locations up in Minot, Bismarck, and Dickinson is how we map that out. But the other two one is nursing home level of care. And that is something I'd like to talk a little bit about, because I feel like there's generally a little bit of some misunderstanding out there about what that means. Nursing home level of care is something that is assessed by our PACE nursing team. And it can be very different for each person. It doesn't mean that you're homebound or wheelchair bound. It could mean simply that you're struggling with some healthcare conditions, medical conditions, which require the services of a registered nurse. Or maybe it means that you have some of those health conditions and that also require the assistance in the administration of medications for those conditions. There's a lot that goes into determining nursing home level of care, and I think that people out there need to know that it's not as looming as you might think. Many people out there struggle with multiple health conditions and require some assistance, and that's where PACE can step in and really be of added benefit for them.
And PACE does that assessment, so you're going to go through that and say, hey, okay, here, you're not in a wheelchair, but you do need an RN, so you're eligible for a nursing home.
Yeah, it could be as simple, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, some mental health conditions, a number of things. Your full health care needs are assessed by that RN and put it together and determine eligibility, which then goes to the state to validate as well.
Let's talk a little bit about COVID-19 and protecting our loved ones right now, especially those that might need special care. Is Northland Pace a good fit for folks, say, 55 and older that are living with various health conditions?
This is a great question, Scott, because what I like to tell people about Pace is, by the nature of how we deliver our cares and services and treatment, it is really a great option for those out there that are worried about COVID-19, especially if you think about, as what we just got done talking about, the 55 and older adults living with chronic health conditions, as we know, has been affected more severely by COVID-19. As these people enroll into our program, we deliver cares and services both in the home as well as in our centers. During COVID-19, most of those cares are delivered in the homes. We do have a tour right now. We're bringing participants of our program into our centers for our provider visits and key assessments, but the majority of all cares are delivered in the home, which is really key in, you know, working with them to, yes, remain independently living, but at the same time minimizing their risk of exposure.
Remember, their Fargo office is now open. In addition to the other locations, they're taking enrollments now. All-inclusive, one-stop shop for all healthcare needs. They're your provider. Medicare, Medicaid, Part D insurer, also providing necessary medical equipment, healthcare, hearing, vision, and dental. Well, that's simpler, and I think one that promotes some peaceful thoughts and options, because you got that option of living at home independently with dignity. That's Northland Pace Senior Care Services.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gives results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.